Bill Owens, tell me about the fiscal cliff deal. Are you satisfied that it was just an first installment, or where do you think, as a sort of conservative Democrat with the feet on the ground, this is going?
Well, clearly I was disappointed with the outcome. First of all, that we did it at 11:30 at night on New Year's Day, I thought was truthfully a bit absurd, something that should have been done weeks, if not months before. I was satisfied with the tax piece of it, at least in terms of individual tax rates, and the fact that we have, I think, effectively protected the middle class in large measure. I do think we should have had some cuts or spending reductions as part of that package, so we didn't have to redo this again in another 60 days, roughly.
Where would you put the cuts? I mean, you know, everybody says cuts, mm-hmm. but what would you do?
Well, some very specific things. First thing I do is go back to the General Accountability Report that said you could take $100 billion out by simply managing, reducing programs, 84 programs for teachers, 52 programs for veterans and jobs, really managing that so you were reducing the overhead, if you will, without necessarily affecting programs or people directly.
Well, that's a good trick if you can do it, but how do you do it?
Well, what you do is you basically say to the secretaries and the agency heads, this is what we want you to do. That $100 billion represents something around 3%. You have to take 3% out of your budget. That's what you need to do. You figure out how to do that because that's what they're getting paid to do. That's what you do if you were in a management position in a corporation. If my Republican friends want to talk about how to make government run more like a business, that's one way to clearly do that. You know, Gates told us a year and a half ago now, 2 years ago, that he could take $75 to $150 billion out of DOD by doing the same kinds of things. So let's just say that out of that $150 billion, you could really take $50 out. That would certainly be a step in the right direction. You're starting to get into $150 billion range. We let Medicare negotiate its own drug purchases, which is worth $40 to $60 billion a year. You implement the provisions of the ACA regarding preventive care in Medicare, and you're probably picking up another $5 to $10 billion.
Hey, what's the ACA?
Affordable Health Care Act.
Okay, yeah, okay.
You do those groups of things, and you're probably talking $150 to $200 billion in savings, and then you add on the revenue, which we picked up, and you're certainly in the range of $250 billion or $2.5 trillion over 10. Those are the things I do if they let me.
So what's the fight going to look like? I mean, what are the Republicans going to be insisting on?
Very hard to tell because they had a couple of weeks before, January the 1st, before the fiscal cliff, they had a couple of weeks to come forward with very specific cuts that they wanted to make. Fact of the matter is they didn't. And the reason that they didn't was because they don't want to own them. And they were trying to shift the program, if you will, to the other side of the aisle. You know, I think the president came forward, said very clearly what he wanted to do. I think the American people said they want to raise taxes on people who are very wealthy. We did those things. It's up to our friends on the other side of the aisle now to come forward with a program that recommends spending cuts.
There is going to be the usual stuff about extending the debt limit. The Republicans have said, you know, we can't go forward with extending the debt limit. And the president has said, don't you dare. How does this come out?
Well, I think we're going to have another horrendous fight that will, bring us into late February, early March, where there is a fight about cuts. The things that I recommended, if you sort of look at those, and you only need to get to $120 billion in deficit reduction, if you took the packages that I proposed, you would have plenty of room to meet Republican demands that there be further cuts in order to extend the debt limit. So I think that there's plenty of room here. What we haven't heard is where specifically they would like to go. And my concern is it will be ideologically driven, not pragmatically driven.
So how much of this is for real and how much of it is a game?
Well, unfortunately, I think what we are faced with is a situation where we have an awful lot of political gamesmanship going on, and I would say that I would be critical of both sides on that. But I think that that's really where we are, and we have to be the American public has to be extremely focused on not letting this happen again.
Now that the election is over, though, wouldn't it seem to you, Bill Owens, that, you know, there's less impetus for bad behavior on the Republican part?
That was not demonstrated around the time of the fiscal cliff. And unfortunately, it's a little difficult to tell exactly where we are in this process.
So you really expect it's going to be the same old thing, it's going to be the last minute, it's going to be Newt Gingrich all over again, as they say about deja vu, or as Yogi says, and that we're going to be facing the same old, same old. Now, I have a feeling that Obama's got the Republicans in a very tough spot, because at this stage of the game, he's painted them as obstructionists, and it may really turn out that the American people have no patience for this and are blaming them more than the Democrats, which, by the way, all the polling seems to say they do.
Well, clearly, I think what we have is we have a segment of the Republican Party, not all Republicans, who are attempting to hold hostage the process. And I actually feel some sympathy for Mr. Boehner and for many of the moderate Republicans who are sitting there unable to really move because of the control of the far right of their party. And that's a very dangerous thing, just like if the Democrats were controlled by the far left. That would be a very dangerous thing for the country, and it's a dangerous thing for a party. You have to have people who are willing to move towards the middle.
Now, Eric Cantor's not one of those people, is he?
He doesn't appear to be. There's no indication from my perspective that he is. And again, that's unfortunate because I honestly believe that John Boehner would be prepared to make a deal.
Uh-huh. I think we saw that the last time, and he got sort of, they were biting at his heels,
Yeah. Much
the way dogs do. I'm also getting the feeling that Barack Obama, the president, is baiting them a little bit on a number of issues now that he knows he's got their number. Don't you think that's possible?
Well, it's certainly possible. He hasn't consulted with me on that strategy as yet. But, you know, again, I think we have to be, there's always an inclination to overplay your hand, if you will. And I think you have to be very careful with that, because I believe that the majority of Americans want things done in a practical, pragmatic way. And then there are just fringes of people on the left and the right who are trying to push a particular ideological agenda that is not shared by the majority of Americans.
Yeah. Well, it's always great to talk to you, Bill Owens. I know how busy you are. When we come back the next time, I want to talk to you about guns.
All right, Alan. Sounds good.